This is really uncharted territory. We've adjourned sine die. We have a budget. It looks like the contingent cuts associated with that budget will go into effect, which means there will be a lot less spending right now than was originally proposed by the governor in the General Assembly. So we didn't pass a funding mechanism for the budget and their increased taxes, and we didn't pass something that will transfer all the other policy pieces around to make their budget work. So we're going to, my understanding is we're going to have the version of the budget that has the doomsday, quote unquote, doomsday contingencies in it, which means things are significantly different now than they were just 45 minutes ago.
So does that make you almost happy that you got this
well,
budget?
Well, look, here's why it's wrong. The citizens of Maryland demand that we come here and pass a budget and get our work done in 90 days. It's been going on for years and years and years, and yet we messed around. We had a governor running around the country involving himself in the presidential election of Republican primaries in various other states. We had messing around on a same-sex marriage bill ill-advised that took so much time out of this legislature. It was incredible. And we had people who couldn't get along in the Democrat Party. Speaker Miller, President Bush couldn't get along, and they didn't run these bodies in these chambers to get the work of the citizens done. That's unfortunate, and it's indicative of the fact that this place has been mismanaged for a long, long time, and tonight I think we saw the ultimate manifestation of that mismanagement.
But ultimately, if you wouldn't want a special session to get tax hikes. You'd rather see these cuts than come through.
Well, look, if we were in charge and we had the majority, we would do things quite a bit differently, including not looking for creative ways to raise taxes on the citizens of Maryland. You had a governor running around here every other day releasing a new tax proposal, whether it was a sales tax increase, a gas tax increase, any manner of tax increases. That was dilatory. It was taking people's focus off of what we should have been focused on. My God, he was talking about taking away home mortgage deductions for a long time in an economy where our home sales are depressed. Why should he be doing that? Why these folks really are out of control, really.